Well, good morning, girls and boys.
Good morning.
That hymn we sung, which was very suitable, was written by a lady in Londonderry. And it's always nice to bear that in mind. She was a good lady. And in that hymn, Once in Royal David City, there's a lot of very, very good truths set forth. Now, this morning, we're turning to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, and we're just going to read the first two verses. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 and 2. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst. Today we really start to study what is the real theme of these studies, this term. You know, we're going to look at children in the gospel who met the Lord Jesus. The world knows about the big people who met the Lord, the men and the women. But there were boys and girls who met the Lord as well. And their meeting with the Savior is recorded. And recorded for our instruction. Recorded for our instruction. And here in these two verses, we're introduced to a little boy. He's called a little child. Verse 2, a little child. I think that term would suggest he was certainly no older than the youngest person here today. In fact, I'd be inclined to think that he was even younger than the youngest child here today. He was a little child. And we're going to learn from this little child. It's a little child that's going to teach us this morning. I'm not referring to me. I'm referring to this little boy. Because how he reacted to the Savior speaking to him is how you should act. You'll notice what the disciples are questioning the Savior about. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? That is not a subject that indicates that the disciples were really thinking properly. They were thinking of their own glory. Am I going to be one of the greatest? That's the way men and women, and boys and girls, think. They like to think of themselves very highly. Whereas the Savior makes it very clear, he turns their attention away from what they will be in the kingdom of heaven to, are you sure you're in the kingdom of heaven? That's the important thing. It's not your status there, but you make sure you get there, that you're in the kingdom of heaven. So this is what we're going to be looking at this morning anyway. This little boy suddenly found himself the center of attention. Just you imagine that. Here's all these disciples flustered around the Savior, pressing him with this question. And as is ever the case, and if any of you ever watch the news about events in the Middle East at the present time, if you ever watch it, look for the wee boys and girls. Oh yes, there's bombing going on, there's shooting going on, but there's wee boys and girls there to see what's happening. Because that's what we boys and girls do. And here's a crowd of disciples talking to the Savior. And there's a little boy there. I'm sure there were other little boys here, but we're interested in this particular little boy. He was there. And suddenly, as he would have been sort of quietly keep out of sight, because he would have been a little fearful of somebody spotting him and saying, What are you doing here? Get away home. That's what he would have been sort of fearing. So he would have been keeping quiet amongst the crowd, but wanting to notice and watch and see and hear what was going on. But suddenly, as it were, the spotlight was on him. Verse 2 says, And Jesus called a little child. He didn't answer the disciples or speak to them immediately in response to their question, but he spoke to a little child. Little boy. So suddenly this little boy, who would have been doing his best to keep out of sight and not be noticed, was the focus of attention. And he became a picture. That's what the Lord made him, a picture. a picture by which the Lord answered the questions of the disciple. Oh, there's so much to learn there, boys and girls. You may not think you're very important or nobody would listen to you, but suddenly that day, that little child becomes God's answer to what these disciples were asking. Who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And the Savior called. I doesn't say it here now, but I know the Lord used his name. Because the Lord knew his name. He knows your name. The Lord knows your name. And in these meetings, he's calling your name. Have you heard him? He's speaking to you. And he wants you to do what he wanted that little boy to do. He called a little child unto him. I love just visualizing in my mind that scene. He called his name, come here, come here. Now, what happened will give us much food for thought. First of all, I want you to notice the little boy obeyed the Lord. He did what the Lord told him to do. Come here. And he came. He came. It's obvious that the little boy heard the call of the Lord and obeyed the Lord. He didn't run away. And sometimes little boys and girls do when they're called, even when they're called by mommy or daddy. They run away. They don't want to do what is being asked of them. Not this little boy. He didn't run away and hide, but he came to the Lord Jesus. And when the Lord Jesus took him, put his hands in under his arms, I'm sure, and lifted him up and set him so that everybody could see him. And he didn't cry or wriggle and fight, but he just did what the Lord wanted him to do. Now, we don't read of him saying anything. The boys and girls, what we say is not nearly as important as what we do. Because we can say things with our mouth that we don't really mean, and we can contradict the words of our mouth by how we do things. How we do things. The Lord looks at our works. It's by our works that we show what we really are. So here's a little boy, and he's obeying the Lord, and he's submitting to the Lord. You know, it says the Lord set him in the midst of them, so that they all could see him. And that little word, set, when I looked it up in the Greek lexicon, I discovered that in various places in the New Testament, that word translated set is translated by similar English words. And the first place that you find this word translated set, well, we sung about it this morning. We sung about once in Royal David today. And do you remember the incident there when the wise men sought out where the Savior was? It says that they were led by a star. And the star went before them until they came to where the Savior was and stood over where he was. That's the same word, stood. It's translated here in our text as set. So the little boy was a bit like that star that guided the wise man. Are you getting the picture now? The star guided the wise man to Christ. And this little boy is being used in the form and fashion the star was used. Guides you and me to the Savior. This little boy is a star which guides us to the Lord Jesus. And he guided those disciples to consider the truth that the Lord Jesus wanted to impress upon them. Listen to me. You can become instructors. You can live and do what's right and become an instructor, an example, even to older people, just like this little boy. Second thing I want you to notice is the wee lad was used by the Lord to illustrate how a sinner is converted. You see, here they were taken up, who's going to be the greatest in heaven? And the Savior said, listen, that's not an important issue. not nearly as important as this issue. Make sure you get to heaven. Make sure you get to heaven. That's what the Savior wants to emphasize upon them. Make sure you get to heaven. Make sure you get to heaven. Now, the Savior said, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." This little child gives you an example, the Savior said. When I called him, he came. When I took hold of him, he yielded. He surrendered. He didn't object. He let me do with him what I wanted. That's how you get to heaven, boys and girls. That's how you get to heaven. You know, we must be converted before we can get to heaven. There's an awful lot of people think, I'll go to church and that'll get me to heaven. No, it won't. No, it won't. I have often said that if you walk into a garage, you don't become a motor car, do you? No. Well, going to church and sitting down in church and taking part in worship in church will not make you a Christian. You have to be converted. The word converted here simply means turn round. Turn round. Sometimes I have to say that when I'm speaking in the assembly. When somebody's looking in the wrong direction and not at me, and therefore they're not listening to what I say. So I say, turn round. Teacher says that. I'm sure many times during the day when you should be looking up at her or at the blackboard or whiteboard and seeing what's written there, you're looking in the opposite direction. So the call goes out, turn round. Well, God's saying that because the world generally is going in the wrong direction and it has to be converted if it's going to get to heaven. And that means turn round. The work of conversion is the work of God. God must do the converting. And when he converts the soul, he turns them round. He works in their heart by his Spirit, making them to realize, I'm going in the wrong direction. This will take me to hell, not to heaven. And under that influence and the knowledge that is thus imparted, they turn round and go in the opposite direction. Like Paul on the road to Damascus. He was there galloping to persecute Christians when the word of the Lord came to him. The Savior spoke to him directly. Saul! Saul! He used his name. And Saul had to say, who art thou, Lord? He didn't know the Lord. But that day, he was turned round. He was made a new creature. He became a Christian. He became one of those that he had been just a few minutes before, setting out to kill, to persecute. That's conversion. God can make us entirely new, turning us around, so that we're going in a new direction. Now, which direction are you going in this morning? Are you going to heaven? Have you been turned round by the grace of God? Because you must be turned round before you can get to heaven. Some of you don't want to turn round. That's the general disposition of sinners. I don't want to turn from my sin. Oh, they don't want to go to hell. But they don't want to leave the road that leads to hell. They don't want to turn away from the acts and the deeds and the pleasures, so-called, that will take them to hell. Oh, no. They'll not think of hell. They'll not recognize and face up to the fact that the things they love will take them to hell. And so they close their ears to the call of God. Repent and be converted. Turn round. Turn round. You need to be converted, boys and girls, before you can get to heaven. Now, before that turning round can take place, there must be, just like the little boy here, a humble obeying of the voice of the Savior. You see, here was a wee boy standing somewhere in the crowd, I'm sure doing his best to keep out of sight, when the Savior just changed everything. Come here. And suddenly he had to step out and be seen by all. Everything changed for him as a result of the word of the Lord. And he was brought forward And suddenly every eye was upon him, where before he didn't want anybody to notice him. It's a picture of the change that the Saviour will bring about in the life of a person who humbly obeys him, just like this little boy. He heard the voice of the Saviour, and he humbly submitted to what it was the Saviour had to say. When the Saviour called him, he didn't say, "Oh no, I'm not going. No, no, I'm not going anywhere near you. You're a stranger. I don't know you." He didn't do that. He didn't turn and run away, but meekly, submissively, stepped forward, and he came up to the Lord. Don't you see the picture? That's not how you have been acting. That's not how you have been acting. If you're not saved, you've been running away. You've been turning your back. You've been trying to drown out the call of the Lord Jesus. You've been saying, "No, I want to go away. I don't want to have anything to do with you." If that's the case, boys and girls, you'll never get to heaven. You'll never get to heaven. Because to get to heaven, you have to do what this little boy did. Humbly obey the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Saviour said on another occasion, John chapter 10, the verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." That's what the wee boy did. He followed the Saviour's instructions. And that's what a Christian does. They hear the voice, they know the voice, and they obey the voice of the Lord. That's how it is with you today. God help you. You're rebelling against the Lord. Boys and girls, if you act like this little boy, just simply doing what the Saviour told him to do, nothing very special about that, yet it was special. Just to obey the Lord is special, but there was nothing very remarkable in him coming and presenting himself to the Lord as he was asked, but by so doing he became a teacher. For the Lord Jesus had said, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child," here's a picture, he was saying. This little child teaches us what to do. And he's doing that today. He heard, he submitted, he obeyed, he believed. He believed there was nothing harmful in what the Saviour was saying. He believed it was right to obey the call of the Saviour. Boys and girls, we don't know the name of this little boy, no name given. But if you, like him, obey the Lord, you'll meet him one day in heaven. That lad is in heaven. And if you do what he did, you'll be in heaven as well, and you'll meet him. And you'll be able to say, "You know, we heard about you in Kilskerry Independent Christian School." And what a chat you will have together if you obey the Lord just like him. Will you do that today? Will you do that today? Or are you running from the voice of the Saviour? The Lord help you. Let's bow in prayer. O God, have mercy. Even as thou didst have mercy on this little boy, have mercy on the boys and girls here. Give them grace, Lord, to obey thee. Give them grace to step out and present themselves to you and humbly submit to whatever it is you would have them to do. Lord, bless our school for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.